This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 Ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome, all you Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank Maloney in studio, but not solo. I've got good friend and key contributor and fairly recent but growing on us, one of our favorite sponsors. We got Paul Collins of Invictus, and which means undefeated, which I kind of like that. We might have to incorporate that in the byline of Who's Talking. I think we're undefeated.
We're going to need some of that for the recruiting.
That's right. This is show number 579. I can't believe it. Season 17, show number 18. And Hobbo is up at JPJ tonight, and we will be bringing him in at the bottom of the hour, which will be 5:32 or thereabouts, to get a report on UVA's prepping and pregame shoot-around as they ready for the good folks at American University. A lot of scuttlebutt right now concerning Jakari White's wrist injury. More on that later. But we do think that Chance Mallory has recovered nicely from his sprained ankle. All right. Tonight's show, the Cavaliers, number 19 or number 20, depending upon the poll, is readying. They've flown now. I believe they're now in the air or landed in Jacksonville. Very exciting. Cavaliers getting ready to play, I think, a very dangerous Missouri team. They're number 25 in the polls, and they're a team that finished 8th in the SEC, but the media surrounding this game that cover the SEC are hyping this as an opportunity to show that the SEC is boss and that they're gonna wipe the field up and down the field. And I think Virginia's going to show them that they mean business. What do you think, Paul?
It didn't work for A&M now, did it?
You know what? I had a funny feeling that they were susceptible. I wouldn't have bet the house on that game, but I had a funny vibe. Something about that game just did not.
I think there's two things with the SEC. Number one, ESPN drives the narrative that there's this huge talent gap between that conference and the others. And frankly, now that everybody can pay their players, that gap is gone. And then, our team hopefully this is a business trip for these guys. A lot of these guys, it might be the only time they've been to a bowl game. I think there's a few that were left for Broncos game.
Sure, Clary, Antonio Clary, and some of those guys.
So you can't go down there that this is a party. You know, I hope our guys, and I'm sure they have talked about that, that this is a business trip. You've got an opportunity to be the winningest program in the history of the school. Huge stakes.
Well, the 11th win would be a big deal. I think one of the fascinating things about this Virginia team is even though the schedule was viewed as easier, particularly than the recent schedules, nobody was going out on a limb and predicting 9 or 10 wins.
We were saying the ceiling was 8.
8. I said I thought 7 was likely, an 8th was possible if they stayed healthy, and I was happily surprised. I mean, let's call it what it is. And you know, quite honestly, Virginia should have made it into the college football playoff, which would have been unbelievable. The ball was in their court; they just didn't handle it correctly. I guarantee you, the veterans on the team and the captains on the team and the coaching staff, they treated this prep time after the game in Charlotte completely differently. I have a feeling there were more game faces in the Hardy Football Operations Center than there were people smiling and happy to be there and all that. Anyway, Virginia is only Missouri has opened the betting lines as minus 7, so they were giving 7 points. That has shrunk to 4 points. I think some of that has to do with the fact that Missouri's quarterback, Pribula, is not playing. He's in the portal, and their offensive coordinator left for Washington State
as the head coach.
And I actually think that's a bigger detriment to Missouri than even the quarterback.
Well, you also remember that he's down to your third-string quarterback because that kid came in for the starter who got hurt at the beginning of the season. So you're actually down to your third-string kid playing in this game.
But he played – I think he played a lot. So he's not what you
would
call
the kid behind Pribula?
Yes. I think he got to play a fair bit. Somebody was saying he's tough and spunky. And honestly – to me, with all the wide receivers that went in the portal for and running backs that went in the portal for Missouri, they're thin. They're going to be thin at the skill positions, and they're going to try to run the ball. During the season, I did some serious research. Missouri averaged 234 rushing yards per game this season and 195 passing. So they would prefer to run the ball, and I guarantee you in this game, their coaches told them, we're just going to run over them. So Virginia, this should not be any surprise to Coach Rudzinski, the defensive coordinator, and Jameer Carter and James Jackson and Antonio Clary and every one of those Wahoo defenders. They're coming. I think Missouri's coming right at them. And I think if Virginia meets them with a stiff upper lip and a determination, and they battle at the line of scrimmage, I think this is a game Virginia can win.
Offense has got to score points.
Oh, that
You can't get no low scoring game. I don't think. I think you've got to score points.
Well, they don't. Chandler Harris should be healthier now than he's been in a bit. Trell Harris hopefully has bounced back from that late injury in the Duke game in Charlotte. Cam Ross should. There should be no cobwebs left over from, his concussion protocol stuff. And Cam Courtney and all the rest of those receivers, Edrin.
It's going to be a fast, physical game.
I think Edrin he might be the key player because he's a big, tall, strong possession receiver, 6'3", 221. I tell you, another guy that I like is Jaden Thomas, the grad student from Notre Dame. He's also 6'2", 200. I would use those guys in motion if I was Dez Kitchings and let them block.
Well, I was getting ready to say, we got to have good Dez versus schizophrenic Dez.
Yes, we cannot have that overtime Dez. And somebody ought to give him a sign, no overtime, freak out. Let's just call a good, solid game. And he's had them, listen, This year, like that Louisville game, I thought he called a great game, particularly the second half and the overtime. Can he just do that? Just give us that. I think if he does that, Chandler Morris is a good enough game manager and occasionally capable of the spectacular play. You know, I see Virginia pulling the upset here and don't want no, you know, moral victory. This isn't about beating the spread.
The team needs to win 11 games.
Yes.
Let's face it, 1989, 10 wins. Here we are, 2025 before the next 10-win team in the history of the school. So that team needs to win 11 games. They need to be able to say it's the winningest program in the history of the school. They need it for recruiting. They need it for the portal. It's a significant game. You're going against a very good SEC team. You have to win the game, period, end of story.
It's up to the Cavaliers to go win this game. This isn't going to be handed to them. Missouri is going to be predictable. I think the only time they throw the ball is if it's 3rd and 12. You know, I think they're coming at them on every play. 3rd and 5. Well, third and five is going to be a running play.
Yeah, it's a physical defense. If you look at, they've got some good physical players on defense. So again, we're going to have to score, and the defense is going to have to play like they played the second half of the season.
You know. Not to jump back to offense real quick, but I want to do this. Mikhail Boley gamely went out there and played down in Charlotte with a really bad ankle injury.
He had a Frankenstein cast on his foot, if you saw
that. Yeah, I'd never seen anything quite like that thing. That thing was kind of freaky. But, you know, he's had some weeks now of treatments. I expect him to be a little bit stronger and a little bit more confident in that ankle. Noah Josie should be fresh as a daisy. He's had all this time off. Brady Wilson, same. I'd like to see Noah Hartso get in the game. He's a kid from Richmond.
When do they release the injury report?
They won't, because it's
for the bowl game.
If they're forced to do it for the bowl game, because it's not an ACC opponent, I would expect that would happen probably Thursday. But Jack Whitmer, hopefully he's fresh. Drake Metcalf, the right guard, is fresh. And Sage Ennis, the tight end, he needs to play his best game of the year. This is the kind of game that a veteran tight end shows his stuff.
Well, and he's been there.
Yes.
Right? He's been there with Clemson. Big games are in his DNA. So.
And John Rogers, the young man from Episcopal who backs him up at tight end, will be on the field as well when they go jumbo formations. And he has epic talent. I think the ceiling is very high for Rogers. He's fast, he's agile, he's got great hands, and he's got a good frame. He's 240. Good size. So this is a big game. Eli Wood, high off the best catch he ever made in his life, down there in that corner of the end zone. Yeah. The young man's from Lynchburg.
And then we should have lined up and gone for two.
Maybe. Or just taking the first possession in overtime. All right. Let's do this. Paul, what are your three keys for this game, the 27th, right after Christmas, 7:30 p.m., Jacksonville?
Oh, I already said the first one. It has to be a business trip. You're not going down there for fun. You cannot look at it. It is a reward for a fantastic season, but if the players go out and they're going all out to all ends of the hour, you know, hours of the evening, they're breaking curfew. So it's a business trip, number one. Number two, you got to get off to a fast start. You cannot let Mizzou jump on you. And then three, again, bend but don't break defense. That's going to be my three keys. Business trip. You have to get out to a fast start. You have to match physicality, the speed, and you have a bend but don't break defense.
Well, if there was ever a game where Virginia needed to get off to a good start to sort of shake off sort of the rust of the 3 weeks since the last game and deal with the fact that they lost in a heartbreaking fashion in OT, what a great way to do it. Go out there, win the toss, take the possession and go down the field. I would not defer in this game.
You can't be that. That entire Duke game was just disjointed.
I thought so.
From the kickoff to the end of the game was just disjointed, and you cannot do that against Missouri.
Well, you know, to me, we know Missouri has got some flaws. You don't get four losses unless you have some flaws. Now, granted, they played great teams in the SEC, but you know what? I know the coaching staff of Virginia was able to look at those games. And they said, this is how, you know, Alabama hurt them. This is how Oklahoma barely beat them. This is, you know, and then go exploit those things. Go exploit it. And I would be surprised if you didn't see Chandler Morris rolling out a little bit more.
Yeah, he's going to have to get some first downs with his legs.
Well, I think if he does, I think that opens up the run game for Jamari Taylor. And Taylor is a good, hard-nosed running back, and I see him having a really good game. This is a game where Chandler and Taylor have got to be their best to show the other guys, hey, we're leading the way, but you guys have got to do your job. And, you know, Virginia's got so many veterans. I mean, good grief. Trell Harris, he's a senior. Jamal
Again,
Edrin, a senior.
I just hope they literally understand the significance of going out with 11 wins. The winningest team in the history of the school. If you can't come out ready to play and snot bubble football, knowing that that's in your grasp, then you probably shouldn't be on the field.
Well, I expect that they will. You know, they handled, you know, every game after bye weeks beautifully. Here's a long break. This is a good opportunity for Coach Elliott and his staff to get the team's mindset just right so they go down there and they can win this game.
And portal players are watching.
Yes. There'll be more on the big game later in the show. Stay with us. Right now we're going to take a break, come back on the other side with Dr. O from Ortho Virginia. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org. You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. And
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now on 105.1 FM.
All right, had to go back to yesteryear to find that old Alan Parsons Project song, Games People Play. Big show tonight, Who's Talking? Thanks for joining us. We are delighted to have Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau of Ortho Virginia with us. And as a Dukie, I know you're elated to be playing in the Sun Bowl against Arizona State. And Duke is favored by 3 points on the 31st of the year against the Arizona State. Is it Sun Devils?
The Sun Devils.
Yes, I think Reggie Jackson was a Sun
with their
Devil.
Coach that just re-upped, turned yes. Michigan down.
Wow. 2 p.m. game, Dr. O. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, what better way to usher in the new year than seeing, you know, a pristine football program? I'm glad we're finally getting the respect we deserve. And I appreciate that.
Well, you guys get credit. You gotta give credit where it's due. I'm hoping Duke can beat Arizona State. I'm also hoping that tomorrow Louisville, which is favored by 8.5 points, can put a whooping on the Toledo Mud Hens or whatever Toledo goes by. I just know the baseball team. Cal on the 24th is playing in Hawaii. I'm sure they were studying out there in Hawaii. Can you imagine the coaches trying to ride herd on some kids in Hawaii? Pitt is playing ECU in the Military Bowl, which, by the way, on the 27th, anybody going to that bowl, you better wear 2 pairs of socks, the heaviest overcoat you got, scarves, gloves, masks. Yeah, I don't care what you
in eat. One of the most iconic cities in America, by the way.
Oh, yes. There's no question about it. But you better protect yourself. I almost got frostbite when Virginia was up there playing Navy early during the Bronco years. Clemson is then playing at Penn State in the Pinstripe Bowl. And somehow Georgia Tech got in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which I'm glad we didn't get relegated to that one, right? I mean, that's
the one Notre Dame turned down.
Yeah.
The Golden Domers were too good for the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah,
That's right.
I think Notre Dame alumni have been calling that AD, yelling at that guy. That guy, I wouldn't want his job right now. Hey, so I was at the game Saturday night, and the Cavaliers dispatched a very feisty Maryland team that did not have their top scorer. I'm not going to cry for them because Maryland always was pulling shenanigans against us for years and years, particularly their fans. Their fans are not good fans. But
They're tough.
Jakari White, a 6'3", 180-pound grad student for the Cavaliers, did a dribble drive down the lane, beat 3 men and dunked it, but he got fouled hard at the end, went down to the floor, and he hurt his wrist. Now, we don't know if it's broken, but maybe it was. I'm told he's going to be out 6 weeks, Dr. O. What do you know about wrist injuries?
Yeah, well, they're gonna spread the spectrum. So, you know, hopefully it's not a break for him. If he's out 6 weeks, I'm going to presume he has some kind of ligamentous injury that they're worried about, some soft tissue about the wrist that holds it stable. The better thing about it is, you know, as a shooting athlete, as a basketball athlete, that wrist is critical to every motion that he does. Excuse me.
Yep.
So you're really going to make sure that he's really set, especially before conference play starts. So it makes sense to rest him now.
Well, if there is some good news in this injury, it is his non-shooting wrist. So hopefully Jakari can rehab that left wrist, because he's already made 30-some threes this year. And
did he do it on the dunk?
Yeah, he did it on that dunk play. The way he landed, he was
braced his fall.
He got hit when he was at the rim, and he got the N1 free throw, but he was playing with his wrist, and we knew something was wrong. And it's typical for Virginia. You hate to lose a guy with his athleticism and his hot streak. Remember, he was 9-for-9 from 3 against Dayton just, you know, a few weeks ago down in Charlotte. But the only other injury I know I'm aware of in the basketball team is Chance Mallory sprained his ankle, but they took him into the tunnel, took his shoe off, retaped him. He went back in there and he played pretty well. So I don't think that was a high ankle sprain. But Dr. O, you got some big plans for Christmas?
Yeah, just blessed to spend time with the family. I hope everyone in your audience is as well. We're taking it easy, laying low, you know.
Good. Well, we want to thank you and Ortho Virginia for being such awesome partners, and Who's Talking has really enjoyed your support, and we thank you. And that's a 17-year batch of loyalty. I mean, we are
he's
so...
Okay. He's okay for a dookie.
He is okay for a dookie. I told you he was a good guy.
Sorry for a dookie.
Dr. O, you take care. We're going to head to break, and we thank you, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Come back on the other side of this break, and we got Hobbo from JPJ to talk some round balls. So stay with us. Who's Talking? We'll continue.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Hi, this is Boyd Ross. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Line's Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Who's Talking Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, you gotta love it. What an opening for Hobbo. That's Rush, baby. And we're gonna rush into a basketball segment. And the Cavaliers took care of Maryland Saturday night. I was there and enjoyed watching the Cavaliers climb out of a kind of a funk. It was the first half, they literally could not make a daggone shot around the rim. They had so many balls bouncing on the rim. I was like, they must have put some kind of lid on there.
Buzz coach teams always do that, though.
Yeah. Well, Buzz, with all his jumping and hopping around the place, he couldn't pull off a W. He never beats the Hoos in Charlottesville. Hobbo, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you all back in Richmond?
We're good. This is the Christmas special, but you're not here.
But I'm holding down your seat, Hobbo.
Paul,
you know, not only is it a Christmas special, it's Hobbo's birthday. That's the big event
goodness.
Of the day.
I bet you Linda got you something nice.
I'll sing you happy birthday off air.
Well, we'll see. But at any rate, it's been, a bunch of the family came over last night and surprised me with a little gathering. So that was very nice. So it's been a good day. Looking forward to a little hoop tonight. Hopefully the Hoos will shoot it a little better than they did in the first 16 minutes on Saturday. I think some of that was just the 11-day break.
Yes.
You know, Virginia takes the longest exam break of any team in Division I. And I just think no matter – a game is different than practice. It's hard to replicate what a game is like. And I just think it just took them a little while to get their game legs back and start making some shots. So the bad news is they scored 11 points in the first 16 minutes, but they scored 69 points in the last 24 minutes. So it got a lot better, and Dahlin Hall had a terrific night, perfect from the field. As you said, Frank, you were here, but probably his best game as a Hoo on Saturday, and it was needed on Saturday because a lot of the other guys were struggling a little bit. But how'd you like that Jakari White dunk? Did that one bring you off your seat?
That was number one on ESPN.
Well, you know what? At the time, I said he's going to go all the way, and I was in the press area, and everybody kind of giggled, and he slammed that thing down. But I saw the way he went down. And I was like, oh, great. Here we go again. DeAndre Hunter hurting his wrist. And sure enough, we got word today that he did hurt his wrist, and he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And hopefully he can – his non-shooting wrist will heal quickly, and he'll come back you know, nearly at full strength and can play his way.
Well, I had not heard that, so that's a big loss because he's been a major contributor here in the last several weeks.
Well, he's made 30 some threes, and nobody else on the team has made that many. And as I told somebody the other day, talking about basketball, just when you think, you know, is safe to go back in the water, daggone it.
This team's,
you know,
got...
I never had that problem because I never got that far off the floor, you know. I mean,
how about you boxed out? I remember you. You boxed. You got the elbows up there.
The other thing Saturday that concerned me a little bit is Chance Mallory tweaked his ankle and left the game, but came back in the game, so I assume whatever happened must have been
young.
Relatively
they just
minor.
They just taped an aspirin to that.
You know, he's tough.
That's it.
Well, they, you know, my perception, Frank, of the guys, they have several alphas on the team. It's, you know, Jakari being out. They certainly have players capable of stepping in and assuming that role, the way I see it.
Well, how about
might allow Elijah Gertrude to get in the rotation. He hasn't been in the game very much.
Maybe, but I don't know that his leg is back. You know, I think Elijah Gertrude is the unluckiest high-quality basketball player in the country because to hurt the same knee as badly as he did on two separate events is just
I think the second one was a motor scooter or something. So that
no,
that's
it's
something.
Just it's just one of those regular scooters they ride around grounds, and I don't think the athlete should be on them personally, but. So I think
the problem is, you know, Jakari, you know, I don't think the Hoos will necessarily need him tonight, but when they play Virginia Tech on the road and NC State on the road and get into full-fledged conference play, if he misses the first several conference games, that'll be big shoes to fill.
Well, Malik Thomas, 6'5", and he was supposed to be the alpha guy. He was pegged before the season began, and he's had his starts and hiccups so far this season. This is his time, and I think what has to happen, Ryan Odom needs to run some set plays for him where he's made to feel, hey, they're running a play for me, so he can get into that role because he's so strong and so powerful. You know, he can go get an intermediate jump shot on anybody, and if he
and he's the kind of guy that's going to want to take it to the rim. He gets to the free throw line a lot. At least that's what he has done in his career up until now.
Well, he's done it. He's done it this year.
But the other guy that really had a bad game on Saturday, it's not going to need to step up, is DeRider. You know, I don't know what his problem was on Saturday, but he struggled offensively on Saturday, so hopefully that was an aberration, and he'll bounce back starting tonight, and particularly right before New Year's down in Blacksburg. So we'll see. But
hold on, he has led the team in scoring. I think his problem, for whatever reason, the time off hurt him the most. He seemed to be complaining the most about the, you know, the little chippy fouls around the court, but I thought they were riding his hip. The Maryland defenders were riding his hip as he tried to go to the basket. He's got to expect that. He's 6'8", and you know, 240, and he should just say, "Hey, I'm going to go all the way. I don't care if you foul me or not." And
well, you know, if you go into a game and you're the leading scorer on the sheet, the other team is going to try to identify you and take away the strengths of your game. So that's clearly, you know, Buzz Williams, say what you want, he's a good college basketball coach, and I think they have pretty good players. Now, obviously, they had a key player out on Saturday, but I would describe them as the best 6-6 team in the country right now because
Buzz's teams always play hard and scrappy. And let's face it, even though we don't play them regularly, it's still a rivalry game. You know, it's going to be a physical first half like it was, and then settle down in the second half and got some separation.
You know, the question you always have to ask about Buzz Williams' teams, are the players sweating as much as Buzz?
I guarantee you he has an NIL deal with underarm. He has to, no doubt.
He needs to have a deal with an Andy Pershman.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He
And you better get it while you can, because he's only going to be there 3 years. So
yeah, he likes to bounce, doesn't he? Haba, what are you noticing about the shoot-arounds and so forth? Any scoop?
Well, I walked away from the press area because the music out there is pretty loud, so I was afraid that was going to be a little too much background noise. I haven't seen the Who's out there yet. The American was out shooting around, so I'll have to take a look at the Who's when I get back out there in a couple of minutes. I think tonight, you know, they're going to be fine, you know, having just played Saturday. But, you know, that the news about Jakari White, I had not heard, so that's a blow.
You have your Santa hat on.
Maybe the docs and the trainers, Ethan Saliba and others, can speed up that return. Did you say it's his shooting hand or his
non-shooting wrist? Wrist. Okay. It's a wrist injury. So,
well, you know,
we hope he bounce back.
Well, if it's 4 to 6 weeks, he's clearly got something wrong with it. Right? Oh, it's not just a typical soft tissue injury. If it's 4 to 6 weeks.
Habo, another observation. Vanderbilt is 12-0. Remember we scrimmaged them in the preseason?
Right.
Vandy is 12-0. They're for real, baby.
You know, Mark Byington, well, back in the day, was on Pete Gillen's bench and then went to Madison for a while. So he's having a great success at Vanderbilt. I assume he's got a little money to spread around as well. Everybody does at this point, but he's a good basketball coach, and they're having a terrific year. So it'll be interesting to see how they do when they get into conference play in the Southeastern. So it's, you know, everything changes as of next week. Tonight, the last game for Virginia in the non-conference, assuming they win, 11-1 is pretty good record in the non-conference part of the schedule. But when you go to Blacksburg, now Terry Gates a week or so ago did point out that the students won't be there, so the place will be loud, but it wouldn't be as crazy or won't be as crazy without the students there. So the Hoos get a little bit of a break there. But, you know, Virginia Tech, I think at the moment, is 11-2, although they had to go into overtime to beat Elon, which kind of surprised me a little bit. I didn't see the game, but the Hokies certainly have players that can cause problems. And in Blacksburg, it's always tough. And then after that, the Hoos go to NC State. Little renewal of two guys who were at VCU back in the day. So, it gets serious. After tonight, it gets serious. And the coaches, you know, they got another 9-day break between games. So they'll have to try to figure out how they can get the rust off so that when they go to Blacksburg, they come out playing very well and making shots.
All right. I think we're going to have to leave it there, Haba. We're coming up against the break.
Happy 38th.
Well, to you.
We hope you bring home a W, Mr. Santa Claus.
Happy 38th birthday.
I will, and go Who's on Saturday night. We're all looking forward to that.
Big game. Hey, Haba, give my best to Linda. Hope you guys have a great Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to both of you and all our listeners and sponsors. We'll talk soon.
All right, we're going to go to break here. Come back on the other side. Paul Collins and I are going to break down ACC teams playing bowl games, the college football playoff. Miami finally delivered a big win on a big stage, and we'll talk about what that means, and then obviously further discuss the Virginia game in the Gator Bowl. So stay with us, and Who's Talking will continue.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Love that opening from Chicago, one of my favorite bands. Hope you love it. All right, Christmas special. I want to thank all of our listeners and sponsors, all of our followers that, you know, listen to the podcast and communicate to me on Facebook and everything else. Thank you, and we can't tell you how much it means to us. We love covering the University of Virginia and the ACC, and let's dig into some more football, okay? More football.
Foosball.
Foosball. What is foosball? All
foosball.
Right.
Foosball. Mama said.
I want to give the Wolfpack credit for going down to the Gasparilla Bowl and beating Memphis.
Beating the brakes off of them.
Yeah. Was it 31-7 or something like that? Louisville plays tomorrow in Louisville. The Boca Raton Ritzy Bowl. That's a very ritzy place to be, by the way.
Boca Raton is a very ritzy place.
If you've never been to Boca Raton, now let me give you a clue. You need to get on a jet or a bus or train or something and go down there because that's living.
All 17 fans at that game will enjoy it.
Yeah, they'll have fun. Cal's playing Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl, and Pitt is playing East Carolina. That could be a tough game, that military bowl.
Don't sleep on ECU in that game.
Yeah, that's the Pirates. But
their quarterback also entered the portal, so that's going to hurt them.
Clemson is in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Trying to stay relevant, Pinstripe Bowl? Is that what that one's called?
And by the way, initially when that game opened the line, Penn State was favored by 1.5, and now Clemson's favored by 3.5. Georgia Tech is playing BYU in the Pop-Tart Bowl. Hope they don't eat too many of those Pop-Tarts.
They should call that one the Not Notre Dame Bowl.
Yes, I think that's funny. I want to point out a couple things concerning Virginia playing Mizzou. We know from the portal news that the young man that
Pribula.
That played so well, besides him, hold on. Hold the phone. Where is this guy? Jason Prevard for Virginia, 6'2", 199, a junior, was playing the spur position or the nickelback for the Cavs. He entered the portal, and he's the only potential likely starter that is not going to play for the Cavs. Corey Koster will be taking his place, and Koster has had a huge year for a true freshman. I got to tell you something. Koster, in addition to Ethan Minner, who's from Richmond, those two young men had great years, and it's very exciting to have newcomers in the secondary that got starts to play that well this early in their careers.
You heard it several times. That defense was the MVP of the second half of the season.
Oh, no question about it. Let's see here. I got some names here. All right, latest developments. According to my research, Missouri's players that will most likely miss the game because they're going in the portal are not only the quarterback, Bo Pribula, wide receiver, Marquise Johnson, defensive end, edge rusher, Javion Hilson, wide receiver, Josh Manning, running back, Marquise Davis, running back, Brendan Haywood, and wide receiver, James Madison, not the president, are all going to miss the game. That will impact Missouri's offense. I do think their best running back is Hardy, and I think he re-signed a new NIL deal, and he will be playing. So I expect heavy rushing from Missouri unless they've got some sort of sneaky plan where they run a lot of play action in.
Interesting thing about the Mizzou quarterback is two of the schools on his transfer list are UVA and Virginia Tech.
That's freaky.
I think it's going to depend on Chandler Morris's eligibility.
I do think it's highly unlikely that Chandler Morris gets another year unless...
If he joined the Pavia... Somebody told me he had joined that Pavia lawsuit.
I didn't see that.
The NCAA caves like a house of cards.
Well, they're afraid of Pavia. He already beat them once.
Yeah. So if he's on that Pavia lawsuit and Pavia wins, then he gets that year, hopefully. But I don't know if that's true. Somebody told me that he had joined that.
Well, I think my biggest point in my newsletter the last couple of weeks that I've made is that... Virginia's veterans, of which there are many, many grad students, many seniors, this is their big audition to play at the next level. And as far as I'm concerned, if they don't play their best and they don't play hungry, it's their own fault.
Well, you heard me say it earlier, Frank. They have, for the rest of their lives, they can go say they are the winningest program in the history of the University of Virginia. You can't get ready to play for that, especially after you left a bad taste in your mouth in Charlotte.
Yeah.
You can't get ready for this team, an SEC team. I'm not going to call them a powerhouse, but they are typically in the upper echelon of the SEC.
Yes.
So if they can't get ready for this game with those stakes, then they don't need to be on.
A couple of points very quickly. UVA opened as a 7-point underdog. That is down to 4 points now, and I wonder if it might move down to 3. This game feels more like a toss-up or a very close game from Las Vegas's standpoint. And I do think both coaches are going to play this thing close to the vest. It's going to be hard-nosed. I think for Missouri. There's going to be, for them, a lot of pride in representing the SEC. But you know what? I think UVA has a lot of pride on the line, too, because they had 10 wins this season. And, you know, they beat Carolina. They beat Louisville. They beat Florida State when Florida State had no losses.
Yeah.
That wasn't the Florida State later in the season. That was the team early in the season that thought they were going to the moon. So I have to believe that Tony Elliott is – had a great couple weeks with his psych team, and they've got this team fired up. What do you think, Paul?
Again, I think you're going to tell very early. The tone for the game is going to be set very early. If you come out disjointed like you did against Duke, it's going to be a long night. You come out fast, hard. Dez is calling good plays. The defense, I think, is going to keep you in the game. You have to set the tone early. You cannot sleepwalk through Q1.
Well, you know, one thing that I think is going to be a big factor here for the coaches at Virginia, they know that a good showing and a win would mean a lot as they go back into the portal to supplement the guys that are leaving. So this is an exciting moment, and it has a lot on the line.
What's any news on our ticket allotment? Are we going to have a good fan showing?
I've heard that there's been sort of a slow response, but that it's been picking up and gaining momentum. And that's typical of Virginia.
Yeah, we have a lot of fans that live in that area. Hopefully they just show up on game day. We need a good crowd.
I think there'll be a lot of, you wouldn't call them walk-ups, but people in the last 24 to 36 hours are going to just say, hey, let's go.
It's a great area.
Yep, no question about it. I think, you know, to me, Chandler Morris and Jamari Taylor are gonna set the tone, the quarterback and the tailback and that O-line. If the O-line plays well, I think Virginia wins this game. If they struggle, it'll be a nail-biter. All right, 30 seconds. Paul, any final thoughts?
Virginia by 10.
Go. I'm going to say it's a four-point win by the Cavs. Next week's show, we'll be back at our regular time, 6 o'clock. Dan Bonner will join us. I will hunt down and find us a good football guest, and Dr. Jody Smith. Go Hoos. Merry Christmas. Everyone be safe out there and have a great holiday season.
That's it. It's all over.
Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work.
It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.